Radio 1.
It's Scott, and we welcome Luke and Clarissa and Kaya, who play Freddie and Karen and Effie and Skins. Hiya.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Now, it's supposed to be just Freddie and Karen, but then this randomer walked by. What happened?
I was just in Regent Street, and I phoned Luke because I knew he was in London. And he was like, oh, I'm just down the road. And then we ended up walking here, and now I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
So it's a surprise visit by Effie, so
just
thanks.
Just a drop-in.
Oh, I like that. You actually are quite good mates in real life, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we are.
Now, if you've seen Skins, you'll know that Freddie is the one that kind of opened the series doing that very impressive skateboard down Park Street in Bristol. Was that you?
That was... Not.
That was not.
Because
It was impressive, so it's a complete stuntman all the way through.
All of it. There were little bits for me where we couldn't kind of fake a stuntman being on there. But most of it was a stunt double.
Now, we've seen you, obviously, in the last four episodes, but the one on Thursday is kind of your one, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Right, okay, so tell us a little bit about what happens.
Well, basically, it's kind of like this: the middle of the series, and this way you kind of see the storyline start to open a bit more. You kind of see Freddie stop hiding in the shadow of his best friend Cook, and he starts to kind of make something happen with his life.
Okay.
So, yes.
Right. And Karen, we've not really seen you before, have we?
No, not really.
So, and your first bit is when you're watching yourself on TV.
Yeah.
Winning a reality TV show called Search for a Sex Bomb.
Indeed.
Which is like a slight dig at X Factor, really, isn't it? And this is where I come in, because I have to be the host of this slightly rubbish TV show, not for the first time, but it was fun. We had a good... How hot was it in there, though?
Oh, it was bacon.
Very hot. Baking.
It was those lights at the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was quite a fairly kind of warm day anyway, but when we were in there, the studio was baking hot, and every time they went, cut, put the fans on, put the fans on. But you'll see it on Thursday. What we're going to start with, if that's all right, is some callers with some questions. Cool?
Yep. Okay.
All right, Zara's first. Hi, Zara.
Hi.
What do you want to ask then?
When are Freddie and Effie finally going to get together?
Stay tuned.
That's all we can say. Who knows? Who knows?
There's a very, very beautiful scene on this Thursday, isn't there? A very special.
The one in the... Am I allowed to say? In the water. I don't want to give away the whole thing.
But that's
quite
very
sweet.
Nice scene,
So, is it? I mean, it looks like it might happen.
It might happen, but
who knows?
Well,
who knows?
You know.
We're not going to say.
Sorry, Zara, for not answering your question at all. All right. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Poppy.
Hi.
Who are you with today? Woo! Who are you with?
I'm with Amy, Daisy, Ben.
Whereabouts are you?
We're in Suffolk.
Okay, right. Oh, what's your question? Who's it to?
We were just wondering, what kind of music do you guys listen to?
Okay, let's start with Clarissa.
I love Kings of Leon and I love Muse. Two favourite bands in the world.
Luke.
I quite like The Script, and I've started listening to a band called The Ruskins as well, which are really, really good. I quite like those. I've got a couple of demo tapes that I started listening to. They're all good, so yeah.
Kaya.
I'm a big MGMT fan. I just bought their album and I love it. I listen to it every day.
Okay. What about you, Poppy? What are you liking at the moment?
We love Kings of Leon and Alicia Dixon and The Script and the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
All right, listen, have a good day. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Woo! And Gemma, hello.
Hello.
You right?
Hi. Yeah.
What's your question?
It's for Effie. I'm just wondering what your parents think of your raunchy scenes and Skins.
Oh, I was going to ask you this, wasn't it?
My grandma watches it on mute, so they kind of edit it for her. My uncle and auntie watch it and then record it and then take out the bad bits and show her.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or they do a special edited version?
They do. No, everyone's been quite supportive of it, and they know it's all professional and it's not real, so it's okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, because, like, you know, when your parents and you're watching something on TV and it gets a bit awkward because when something wrong comes on and it's like, oh God.
Yeah, it's worse when it's you.
How does that work when you're in it? I was going to say.
You just kind of don't make a comment and look straight ahead and hope it passes.
You don't watch it with your parents, though, do you? That would be really weird. So you phone your nan and go, yeah, I am on. And your uncle will be sending a special version just for you. Are there any scenes that any of you found, like, really embarrassing to do?
Singing. I had to sing a lot in episode 4. That was horrible. They gave me singing lessons and it still didn't work. So
that is actually you we heard singing.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't work.
Now, I've got to say, Becky, who works on the show, has a bit of a problem with Cook.
I just don't like him.
He just
No. I keep right.
He just Scott mentioned him earlier. He just makes me really angry.
I keep saying to her, Becky, it's not real. It's not real.
But I don't know why. Look, my face has gone red, and I'm already my heart's going like bum bum bum. It's not because I fancy him. It's because he really annoys me. That's really bad, isn't it? Because he's like, I don't know. But he's obviously a good actor if he manages to do that to me, doesn't he?
Can we get a glass of water for Becky, please?
Look at her face. It's gone red. Oh. What annoys you so much?
I don't know. He's just really annoying. Okay. I think it's just everything. I think he reminds me of the boys that used to bully me at school.
I think he's great. But yeah, it did annoy her. He's probably quite a nice guy in real life, though.
He is. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's not too bad.
Yeah, we don't like him either.
He's lovely.
And Luke got a thing going on, so stay out of it.
Thank you for just publicising something that isn't true.
Yeah, you love him.
I'm going to play you the bit now where a bit of Search for a Sex Bomb, which is the fake reality show that's on Thursday night's episode.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Thank you. Okay, it's time for our third and final act of the evening. Singing the song that took the Sex Bombs to number one in two countries, one protectorate, and of course, Wales, it's Karen McClare.
It's a bit weird, like, because I was watching myself, it was like me on TV, but on TV, because it's in your living room.
Yeah, it is, isn't
really
it?
Really weird. Yeah. So, are you in it from now on? You're in it quite a lot, or?
I make two more appearances in the series.
All right, cool. It must have been a lot of fun to do.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was. Do you ever get fed up with people? They probably don't do it so much now, but when it first started with people saying, when they'd only seen the first episode, going, oh, it's not as good as the last series, because they were kind of used to the old cast.
Well, we kind of said, we were like, as long as you go into it with an open mind, you'll appreciate it. And I think people have now, haven't they? They kind of opened up to it a bit more.
Yeah. Do you get recognised yet? Because the last skins lot, towards the end of the last series, they were going everywhere. They were at every party.
Yeah.
I opened my fridge and they came.
We have started to get recognised a lot more. Even just coming here today, we got recognised by a few people.
Yeah.
Asked for a photo and stuff like that. But it's good. I enjoy it. It's nice. It's a compliment when people say.
Because it was weird. When we filmed the episode, obviously no one had seen you at all. So it's all changed since then.
Yeah, same.
So in Bristol, though, you must be like royalty.
Well, we haven't actually been back to Bristol since.
Well, you would be if you went.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is true, isn't it? Right, Justin Lee Collins, he is like royalty in Bristol. I saw him get out of a cab once, and he gets everything free. Got out of a cab, they're like, "So, right, Just, don't worry, I'll pick this one up." I was on a train with him, and one of his friends was there as well, and I don't think they were in. I don't think they had a ticket even, and the inspector came by and went, "Don't worry, Justin, it's fine. It's fine." You see, if you're famous, you get loads of stuff.
That hasn't happened to me yet in Somerset.
Has it not?
No.
No, no.
Maybe a few weeks.
What else have you been invited to? You going to the Brit Awards?
We got invited to the Brits launch, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was good. We kind of stayed there for a little bit and stuff. And we had the NME party afterwards that we had to kind of attend. And that was really good as well. So we couldn't really stay at the Brits launch for too long. But no, we're still yet to receive an invite for the Brit Awards.
Oh. I'm going to the Luella fashion show on Monday for London Fashion Week. And they've been really nice, giving me a really beautiful dress to wear.
Yes.
So I'm going to plug them.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to play Kelly Clarkson and My Life Would Suck Without You. And then more questions from you from Skins, if you want.
This is National Radio 1.
We've just been having the wrongest conversation about a certain celebrity that someone here might fancy. Effie,
Kaya.
Seriously, Andy Peters. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
National Radio.
Sorry. Just something about him, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a weird thing. I fancy Arnold Schwarzenegger as well. He's like my top date.
Okay, I quite like this, actually. Clarissa, who's your celebrity crush?
Oh.
Is it Andy Peters?
No, it's not. It's Richard Fulcher from The Mighty Boosh. The one who played Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. It's his cheeks.
God. He's in the episode on Thursday.
Yeah, it's his cheeks.
Right, he's like the main judge, isn't he, on Thursday on Search for Sex Bomb.
The one who plays Bob Fossil in the Mighty Boosh. Oh my God, it's just his cheeks.
Oh my God.
And his hair. Oh, I actually love him.
So when we were filming those scenes,
secretly wanted to go off with him and just have a little chat and just be like, oh, tell me you love me. That's what I wanted to happen.
Right.
Every time I looked at him, don't give him that.
You were playing it pretty cool though. I had no idea. But maybe you'll be able to see it when you watch the episode on Thursday.
Yeah, if you see a little twinkle in my eye, why?
Right, okay. Luke.
It's got to be Cheryl Cole, innit?
Oh, you're so obvious.
Okay, so she comes up with...
Be unique.
Dude from the Mighty Boosh. You come up with Andy Peters and you say Cheryl Cole.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
He's thinking unconventional now.
I'm trying to think of someone that you wouldn't normally say.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah,
but I actually fancy though.
Lacey and Crawley's been on saying, Luke, can you please tell me you love me in Italian? Before you do that, she's probably going to record it or something. So, after three. One, two, three.
So, what's her name? Sorry.
So, what was it? Lacey.
Lacey.
One, two, three.
Lacey. Ti amo.
Ti amo, Lacey. I love you, man.
That's going to be on her phone now forever. Jamie in Plymouth says, have you guys started answering your character names if someone shouts it in the street yet? So someone goes, Freddie! Do you go, yeah?
Luke actually did that on the way down here. Yeah. Someone shouted out Freddie and he turned around and he waved.
It's called manners. Being polite.
This is my favourite from Thomas. Do you... any of your lives actually mirror the ones that you play in Skins in any way?
That's an in-depth question, isn't it?
Ooh.
Because it does look like, you know...
Not really.
Oh, no, I don't have boys after me, unfortunately. Oh. Depressed.
We have no sympathy for you.
Whatever.
Luke, you're quite... no, I'm not going
to
say anything.
I'm not really similar to Freddie, I don't think.
No, I don't
think so. Okay, are any of the characters, do you think...
Ollie.
JJ, he's the same.
This, literally, we will phone him up at 3 a.m. with a question and Ollie will know it. He's called Knowledge. That's his nickname.
Knowledge.
He's just JJ.
He knows everything. Does everything. Absolutely everything.
So he is quite similar to his character.
He's a legend.
Well, we are, lots of people on the text are loving your series of Skins and the next one is E4 Thursday night at 10 o'clock with our Search for a Sex Bomb and Friends episode. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.